My own experience with my neck began shortly before I turned 43. I had an operation that left me with a terrible scar just above the collarbone. It was shocking, because I learned the hard way that just because a doctor was a famous surgeon didn't mean he had any gift for sewing people up. If you learn nothing else from this essay, dear reader, learn this. Never have an operation on any part of your body without asking a plastic surgeon to come stand by in the operating room and keep an eye out. Because even if you are being operated on for something serious or potentially serious, even if you honestly believe that your health is more important than vanity, even if you wake up in the hospital room thrilled beyond imagining that it wasn't cancer, even if you feel elated, grateful to be alive, full of blinding insight about what's important and what's not, even if you vow to be eternally joyful about being on the planet Earth and promise never to complain about anything ever again, I promise you that one day, soon, sooner than you can imagine, you will look in the mirror and think, I hate this scar. Assuming, of course, that you look in the mirror. That's another thing about being a certain age that I've noticed. I try as much as possible not to look in the mirror. If I pass a mirror, I avert my eyes. If I must look into it, I begin by squinting, so that if anything really bad is looking back at me, I am already halfway to closing my eyes to ward off the sight. And if the light is good, which I hope it's not, I often do what so many women my age do when stuck in front of a mirror. I gently pull the skin of my neck back and stare wistfully at a younger version of myself. Here's something else I've noticed, by the way. If you want to get really, really depressed about your neck, sit in the back seat of a car, right behind the driver, and look at yourself in the rearview mirror. What is it about rearview mirrors? I have no idea why, but there are no worse mirrors where necks are concerned. It's one of the genuinely compelling mysteries of modern life, right up there with why the cold water in the bathroom is colder than the cold water in the kitchen. But my neck. This is about my neck. And I know what you're thinking. Why not go to a plastic surgeon? I'll tell you why not. If you go to a plastic surgeon and say, I'd like you just to fix my neck, he will tell you flat out that he can't do it without giving you a facelift too. And he's not lying. He's not trying to con you into spending more money. The fact is, it's all one big ball of wax. If you tighten up the neck, you've also got to tighten up the face. But I don't want a facelift. If I were a muffin and had a nice round puffy face, I would bite the bullet. Muffins are perfect candidates for this sort of thing. But I am, alas, a bird. And if I had a facelift, my neck would be improved, no question, but my face would end up pulled and tight. I would rather squint at this sorry face and neck of mine in the mirror than confront a stranger who looks suspiciously like a drum pad. Every so often I read a book about age, and whoever's writing it says it's great to be old. It's great to be wise and sage and mellow. It's great to be at the point where you understand just what matters in life. I can't stand people who say things like this. What can they be thinking? Don't they have necks? Aren't they tired of compensatory dressing? Don't they mind that 90% of the clothes they might otherwise buy have to be eliminated simply because of the necklines? Don't they feel sad about having to buy chokers? One of my biggest regrets, bigger even than not buying the apartment on East 75th Street, bigger even than my worst romantic catastrophe, is that I didn't spend my youth staring lovingly at my neck. It never crossed my mind to be grateful for it. It never crossed my mind that I would be nostalgic about a part of my body that I took completely for granted. Of course, it's true that now that I'm older, I'm wise and sage and mellow.